Well, do you believe that DeepSeek's approach could democratize AI development by lowering barriers to entry, potentially leading to a surge in innovation from smaller countries? What's this all really about? We're going to be looking at that, the new Chinese AI app, the potential of it. Why are people in the West worried? Does it change the manner in which AI should be created? We've got the special report and then some very special guests for a conversation.
And well, a game-changing AI developed in China's Hangzhou is shaking up global tech landscape. It is called DeepSeek. Founded in 2023 by seasoned entrepreneur and engineer Liang Wenfang, the company has unleashed the DeepSeek V3 model. Well, it's an advanced open-source AI designed to mimic human thinking, setting it apart from other AI systems. Now, what's jaw-dropping is that this cutting technology model was developed for less than $6 million. It's less than a fraction of what competitors have been using. Not only this, the system also operates in a fraction of what similar models in the US would cost in today's date. However, its biggest appeal is the open-source approach, which allows developers to build on DeepSeek's technology. And not so surprisingly, DeepSeek's sudden rise has sent shockwaves through the US markets. The S&P 500 tech sector index, in fact, has seen its biggest drop since September 2020, plummeting by 5.6%. On the other hand, the Nasdaq, which is home to Silicon Valley's giants, has fallen by 3.1%, with Nvidia, a leading chip maker, suffering the worst hit. The company has experienced a staggering $600 billion loss in the market value, or a 17% drop, the largest one-day loss for any company in Wall Street history. Other tech giants like Broadcom, Microsoft, and Alphabet have also taken a hit, with Broadcom down 17.4%, Microsoft dropping 2.1%, and Alphabet down 4.7%. DeepSeek's competitors, Nvidia, OpenAI, Microsoft, and Alphabet, are all feeling the heat. In fact, Nvidia, who's the leader in AI-driven semiconductor, has been hit the hardest. But other big names, mind you, are not far behind. OpenAI, known for its ChatGPT models, and tech behemoths like Microsoft and Alphabet, are all facing pressure of being outpaced by a low-cost Chinese AI model that's making literally wave around the US market. Now, the rise of DeepSeek could have massive implications for the future of AI, specifically in the US. The government might reconsider its infrastructure spending on AI as companies like DeepSeek prove that advanced AI doesn't always require billions in investments. Now, there are also growing concerns over user data and privacy concerns, especially with the company's origin being in China. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has already weighed in, calling the release of DeepSeek, quote-unquote, a wake-up call for U.S. industries to refocus on winning the AI race. Listen in.
Well, joining us now, Nandan Mishra, co-founder and CEO of Algo8 AI. We've got Dr. Subi Chaturvedi, a tech and policy expert. We've also got Senthil Nayagam, the founder of Moonium AI. Thank you all very much for being with us. Nandan Mishra, let me come to you first. Do you believe DeepSeek's approach could democratize artificial intelligence, AI development? Why? Because it seems to be lowering barriers to entry. It potentially leads to a surge in innovation from smaller players or even countries, you know, less involved in AI, possibly because of cost or even technical constraints.
Yeah. So I think there are two major things that have happened here, Vishnu. I think one is the foundation model. So while the claim is that they have built a 671 billion parameters model by training on a budget less than $6 million, which was roughly $5.6 million, there's a lot of background to that. And there's a lot of infrastructure background research groups that have gone into it. So maybe that is sensationalized right now around $6 million. That's the first thing. Having said that, the innovation is real. Even if it's north of that budget, it's quite less as what the others have expended on achieving similar things. So there's a foundation model which was released in December, which is class apart because it uses a very innovative technique called mixture of experts. And it is able to just activate a selective part of that model. And it is a very big breakthrough. And it also teaches us that, okay, if we innovate, we can disrupt. Because you know, if you remember when Mr. Sam Altman had visited India, he said it would be hopeless for India to develop something like that, you know, something like ChatGPT. But what DeepSeek has done is that it has built a foundation model and it's real. And the second thing is that they have built a reasoner on top of it, which is challenging the ChatGPT O1.
But I think that is, again, a very big innovation. Shobhi Chakrabarty, let me ask you this. I was playing around with DeepSeek a little while back. I asked about the Tiananmen Square massacre. It refused to answer. I asked if Taiwan was an independent country, and it gave me the One China model. And then I think I asked it a few other questions, which it refused to get into. I asked if Xi Jinping was a dictator. It refused to get into that. So that being the case, is this not essentially a China government mouthpiece?
Vishnu, I think this is a very important tipping point. So one is, when we started out, we were discussing about frugal innovation. So this is not nearly the perfect solution that we're looking at. But why is it that the world is, and we are discussing this on prime time? Clearly, there are issues of censorship. They have said that there is. So we tried it extensively. And then we also learned the difference between a ChatGPT and Seek is that they're looking at dynamic content moderation. So when we played around, just as there is a huge conversation on prompt engineering, when you badgered the platform and you kept asking it in different ways, it threw up answers, but it disappeared in less than 2 seconds. So we are seeing there's human moderation, there's algo moderation, but that does not take away from the fact that, and I'm reminded of a very critical juncture where the Indian Mars mission, they said we made it at 74 million, which is even lesser than the cost of the Martian or gravity. Mm-hmm. This is what the takeaway is for small island-like nations, for countries, and the entire world will have to sit up and take notice. So they're saying three things in their paper: either the optimism of how much chips and what kind of chips, because that's serious infrastructure investment, are not needed. And second, the investment on large sets of data, which is where the previous five foundational models were built upon, and they were very similar. So I agree with the previous speaker that what they've done is they've innovated not just in the terms of what is going into the model, they've also innovated on the amount of data that is required. So they've built on top of open source models. They've used what best existed. And the second thing, which is to say that even if countries are now looking at restrictions on chips, and which is what the last order was, they already have enough. So they're saying they've used 2,000 H800 chips and they already have stockpiled them.
Sure.
So that is where pre-planning, that is where a geopolitical shift in how do you look at future and emerging technologies. The approach to developing technology and innovation will have to be relooked. And
Dr. Chaturvedi, I get your point, but Senthil Nayagaon, let me ask you this. All of the explanations given by Dr. Shobhi Chaturvedi, which are very impressive technology explanations on the model and the technology given, to me matter very little if the information being given is censored. What is the point of AI if I'm trying to learn and this thing tells me that I'm sorry, I won't answer? Is Xi Jinping a dictator? It doesn't give me any answer. It refuses to get into that. It pushes China's argument on...
So, it did give answers. What it did was, I'm not going to give you the answer.
So that's
here
no
are
answer.
Five recommended. Sorry, no, hear me out. Here are five recommended reading lists saying, this is not my purpose. And of course, there is no denying that it is following a code of conduct, which is pre-limited. But it is saying that here are five sources which you can go to if you need more information on this, if you need more information on this. So you have to be smarter in saying, I'm not asking about Tiananmen Square. I'm saying, can you tell me about the protest that happened? And it does end up responding.
So, in 2020 elections, okay, in US elections, before that, I think Trump was banned on Twitter. Okay. Google, if you ask about Hillary Clinton at that point, they gave different answers. Even Trump, before November 2024 elections, they had given different answers. Ask for Biden, they have different answers. So, all the social media, who owns it, who controls it, they have a narrative, they will do it. Okay. My issue is not that. Okay, first part, model is amazing. It's a huge model. Still needs multiple GPUs to run. But they have distilled the model. First thing, they have made it open source. Okay, no model is open source. Llama doesn't tell you exactly how it teaches it, but they gave some models and data. These guys have given the models, they have published the paper, and multi people trying to recreate it. In last 1 week, the R1 is what the interesting part is. See, getting a good question and getting a good answer was there. Prompt engineering, I think, is there. Okay. But the what is interesting is it's giving the reasoning. Hey, this is how I am thinking through it and solving it. Is the reasoning correct or not is what is interesting for me.
No, the differentiator that's fine, was I that. Get it. I understand that. But if it says, is Xi Jinping a dictator and it tells me, sorry, that's beyond my current scope, let's talk about something else.
So what Subi says is,
Vishnu, you need to ask it in a different way. It might throw up the some sort of answer.
Even if it does,
why am I going to waste my time trying to get it when I can go to Grok or I can go to ChatGPT and get an answer and then evaluate for myself?
Uncensored version of... they're offering an uncensored
version. I'll
let
you all answer.
You can run your own model locally as well. Multiple people are providing it. See, it's some kind of layer which is doing the filtering part. We can bypass it and we can extract it. Mm. So since it is open source, we can change everything about it.
Okay. All right. Let me move to my next question.
So Vishnu, the points that you are raising are around the user experience of it.
Yes, that's the bottom line
for me. And not around
the
core technology, which is... I totally agree. So the user experience can be built, but it is the technological disruption that it has created. The moat that was created around these giants, it has been disrupted, and to a very large extent. So we have to be mindful that these are open source models, and tomorrow the user experience that you desire might be possible on the existing technology as well. So what it has done is that it has signaled many small groups, as you pointed out, that they can also go for this moonshot.
Sure.
So I think that is the bigger significance here. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Chaturvedi, by leveraging existing technology and open source software, you all referred to that, and I believe it's got innovative training methods, something called reinforcement learning. It also has a new architecture which is being used. Has DeepSeek managed to cut down on computing costs? Because as I understand it, typical AI model development is incredibly expensive, and therefore, is this a game changer?
Yeah, Vishnu, that's the core. So we're some people who worked to our last breath on freedom of speech and expression, safeguarding human rights. But it's the purpose of what you're going to get this large machine to do. So that is where, while OpenAI and a lot of large foundational models have been built at a cost of over $100 million, they are claiming in their paper that they've done it in under $5 million. And that is the audacity of hope. So as both and, the two panelists here today are people who are actively building, they're creating large use cases. So what it has given you is a formula which is highly customizable. And I go back to our Mangalyaan example, because how did we do it? Lesser ground testing, lesser large pieces of equipment. They did it in a stackable manner. Mm-hmm. And that is what the technology is giving to you. Let me also come back to your points of concern, and I'll add three more of mine. They are saying anything that you create is going to be proprietary. Anything that you create, I own the rights to it. They will actively, and this is deemed consent. These are their terms of use, saying mm-hmm. we're doing this at a much lower cost, but the IP is going to belong to them. So whatever you do on it is something that they're already saying that we own it. And that's the cost of convenience. That is the cost of technology. So you will be doing an active choice when you decide to use it, make your life easy. Now, this is where the question is, will I use it for AI military use cases? Absolutely not. But if I'm a small MSME and I'm looking at streamlining my pipeline, I'm looking at cost efficiencies, I can also run from point A to B, but this gets me there faster. And it's also showing you, yes, this can be done and it is possible. So this is where now countries like us, where we have a dedicated India AI mission, we are investing in GPU, we can do it for far less. And the Param computer, again, is a fantastic example of that.
Senthil, if DeepSeek's cost efficiency and performance claims are validated, it could force, is it true that it could force American companies to rethink their huge investments in AI infrastructure? It potentially leads to a shift in how AI development is approached by focusing on efficiency as opposed to just scale itself? Is this what this is essentially about?
Okay, let me slightly go to adjacent and come back to this point. Okay, so first part, China or Chinese companies have released a model daily for last 30 days. From Christmas, every day is a Christmas in terms of people who are in tech part. We can't sleep. We don't know what will drop, what will change our life. That's how okay. DeepSeek is what is doing the language and text part. They also released a model last night for generating high-quality images. And probably they are going to release something when the news is happening. We are expecting another model dropped up, either next version or they can bring a video or audio capability to it. Okay. So nearly every field they are going to hit. Music creation, new open source model is available. Hunyuan will drop for video. So they are releasing everything. So this is China is kind of dumping everything what they have. And this is a government-approved, scheduled plan which is happening. And once Trump became the president, they did that part. Okay, let's compare the pricing part. So everything inside the AI, we'll talk in terms of tokens. So 2022, when they were doing GPT-3, before they launched ChatGPT, the token pricing used to be given in 1,000 tokens will be this many dollars, right? In 2 years' time, by 2024, October, okay, so OpenAI had reduced the pricing by 98% in 2 years. 98%. That's a good number. Okay. Now they launched OpenAI. Okay. So O1 model, which was a reasoning model. They gave a pricing for it. The pricing, still the API was delayed. Everything was there. But the pricing was there.
Okay. Right.
What pricing they offered? Now, if you take a hosted solution from either DeepSeek or the people who are multiple open source solutions who are implementing it. So all these providers, they're offering a pricing 97% lower than what OpenAI is offering.
Got it.
So literally all the moat is gone. Nearly 10,000 times the pricing has come down in from 22 to 25. In 3 years, 10,000 times. Okay, no, that's a huge number.
That is absolutely phenomenal. And the technology is absolutely, it just seems.
So next part, okay. So
your last part right now, my friend. I have a short, the rest of the show to do, but
only one part. So Devon's paradox says is if the cost comes down significantly, people will use it more. If electricity became cheaper, everybody's using electricity. If the unit price of electricity comes from 10 rupees to 1 rupee, nobody will switch off air conditioner. That's the whole part. So every place you will have AI. Okay. The $500 billion what Sam Altman and the Stargate is trying to do, they want to put video cameras everywhere. That I can give you movie references. They want to put maybe satellite in space. Every place, they don't have any data. Human generated data is all done. Now they want to capture everything on Earth and physics and world, right? That needs a huge infrastructure to do it. They'll keep building it. But the idea is our use case is solved with open models itself.
Okay, I've got many more questions, but I don't have the time. I promise I'm going to have the three of you back because I'm still not convinced. If I ask a machine a question and I want it to give me an answer, and then it says, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to discuss it. The machine doesn't work for me. I'm sure the technology backend is super impressive. The costs are super impressive. It's China versus America. But it doesn't help me. I'm a user. I'm not a technologist in that sense like the three of you are. So anyhow.
If you had an F1 car, yeah, right, would you go and take it to a vegetable vendor for your daily chores? So that's the only differential where what is it that you're going to use it for? True. It's the power of technology with purpose.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks very much. And I promise we will have the three of you back. There's so many questions over here. We're going to take a short break.